With Montana Public Radio, I'm Maxine Spire. In the past week alone, firefighters in northwest Montana attacked more than 40 small wildfires. And there's no end in sight for this summer's active fire season. But, as Nikki Ouellette reports, they're about to get some big help.
That is the Blackhawk coming in right there.
Wyatt Frampton, a fire aviation manager with the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, joins a dozen firefighters stepping out of a hangar at the Kalispell City Airport to watch the Blackhawk helicopter touch down.
So it'll fly in tandem with our state helicopter, 94 Mike, and they will fly together and suppress fires that they're called to.
The massive chopper is on loan from the Montana National Guard as part of the resource sharing enabled by a state of fire emergency declared by Governor Steve Bullock last month.
We've been extremely effective at sharing the resources that we do have and are going to be further boosted by this addition from the National Guard.
The Blackhawk comes with a 670-gallon bucket and two sets of flight crews, that's nine people, to help the DNRC in its main objective to fight initial attack on new wildfire starts.
And initial attack is our primary way of reducing fire suppression costs as well as reducing firefighter exposure to the hazards of fighting fire. By keeping the fires small, we reduce firefighter exposure on the line.
In addition to the Blackhawk, two Montana National Guard Chinook helicopters were assigned to the Myers-Whetstone Ridge fire southwest of Phillipsburg earlier this month. Other resources, including mapping and super scooper planes, bulldozers, excavators, engines, and firefighters, are on loan from across the state, country, and even down from Canada. Frampton calls the constantly changing requests for and fulfillment of resources.
It's an exercise in coordination.
He says this do-si-do of equipment will likely continue through the end of fire season.
Current trends are indicating that fire season is still a long ways from over. Forecasts continue to show hot, dry, and windy conditions, so currently, there is no end in sight.
Since the start of August, Flathead County has dispatched firefighters to 38 wildland fires and 47 illegal burns. Campfire restrictions are in place across all of Montana. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.